Hello, welcome to TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Titilola.
And I'm Muiwa.
And I'm Omolaya.
So today brings to an end the first edition of our TechPoint Startup School.
Yeah.
Yay!
So how has it been going? Or how did it go throughout the week?
I mean, the feedback has been awesome.
I know, right?
I mean, by the end of today, we'll get more nuanced feedback. Yeah, but so far, feedback has been awesome.
It's been great,
and it's been awesome. Anybody that missed it, I think you missed a lot.
I mean, you don't want to miss the next
Come
one,
back
right?
Next year.
Yeah, that's what we can say.
You don't want to miss the next one.
Yeah, and you know, this was the founders and CEOs edition.
Yeah,
you know, and they learned about many things like team building, marketing, and whatnot. And it just reminds me about Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
Mm-hmm.
They recently stepped down from day-to-day operations and handed over to so they have Google and then
Alphabet.
They created Alphabet mm-hmm. as a parent body in 2015.
Yeah.
And then Google was under Alphabet, and then Sundar Pichai was CEO of Google. Now Sundar Pichai is now both CEO of Google
and Alphabet.
Alphabet.
I wonder how that will work.
They'll be juggling both.
Every lies the crown. No, how is that? How does that?
Well, good luck
again
to you, Sundar.
Yeah, right. I guess so. But I mean, it's, you know, there was the other time we had this discussion. I think two or three episodes or four episodes back.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when should CEO step down from their startup?
Yeah, remember that.
And all of that. So and I mean, 21 years.
Yeah, I mean,
21 years.
Yeah.
It's actually goals like just make so much money then just chill, go and chill somewhere.
Exactly.
And just give the reins of the company to someone else.
Someone else.
Yes,
someone
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice stuff.
And I think that's where management or a good succession planning comes in, mm-hmm. right? You already trained someone to, you know, take over when you are stepping down from the mm-hmm. from the company.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think that's where
you know, don't forget that Sundar Pichai. He's the one that gave us Gmail. He created Gmail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the one that created Gmail.
So, not be today.
So, he has been at Google for quite a while.
Yeah. And he kicked out Yahoo.
Yeah, so, no Gmail without Sundar Pichai.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool stuff. Congrats to him. Let's get to the news of today. So, what's the first one? DStv Now. Yeah. So, DStv Now is
a multi-choice wants to make DStv Now a standalone app.
Exactly.
By next year.
March 2020.
So normally DStv Now is like an add-on if you're a premium or compact subscriber. But
DStv.
Now they now want to make it like an app on its own where you don't need a decoder. And you just like a Netflix
or Showmax.
They own Showmax, so I don't understand what's going on.
Why?
So what are they trying to do exactly?
I don't get
it. So the way I see it is Showmax. Showmax is like Netflix where there's all kinds of content, right?
I would even say it's even better than
Netflix.
DStv.
DStv
okay,
Now.
They now allow you, I think premium subscribers can add Showmax to their DStv subs, so they can watch Showmax on their DStv decoder or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they have like all these Game of Thrones and mm-hmm. all the latest.
Yeah,
latest
that comes with extra...
No. Once you're a Showmax subscriber, you can now add your Showmax onto your DStv.
So the question is, when it comes with, the way it is now, you can watch content on DStv on your DStv Now app, right? Yeah. So when they make it a standalone thing,
mm-hmm.
it's still the same content that is showing on DStv that will be on DStv Now.
I guess so. And will it be the same price?
I don't know. And that would be the difference between DStv Now and Showmax.
Exactly.
Because DStv Now is DStv content. Showmax is what Showmax is already right now.
It's really confusing. But then again, another question is why now? Like, why? Is it because, I remember they used to complain about, we've been hearing stories about Netflix stealing a lot of
their
subscribers. So is that why? But then the Showmax, like, I don't, it's just confusing.
Well, they said, according to their report, they actually recorded like an interesting, they recorded interesting numbers.
Yeah, like
Showmax and DStv,
yeah,
DStv Now.
Increase.
But have they forgotten that DStv Now allows you to latch on to four users on one subscription?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So four devices. So I don't know, I'm not there, but I hope it's not that they're counting the times four.
Oh, well. We don't know how people count their numbers.
Like,
but regardless, it would be nice to see how this standalone app is going to, like, you know, survive in a struggling VOD African market.
And speaking about struggling, Yinka wrote a story about how South Africa is more likely to be their major market for DSTV now than any other African country.
Even if Nigeria seems to have the numbers, right?
Yeah. No, South Africa actually has, so they have like more than almost 50% of their subscribers
in the whole of South Africa. For the whole of Africa and in South Africa.
But Nigeria has like 38% of their revenue. So I think we have
We have numbers, like the way you look at it.
But we don't even know if they're going to be launching this DSTV now as a standalone app in the rest of other African countries. Probably just going to be South Africa alone.
We don't have the details.
I'm not sure yet.
But I mean, one major challenge will still be data.
Especially for us here in Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we are so data conscious. Local telcos are like trying to battle with that, reducing their data because they know that price is like a major determinant. So, and now currently MTN and Airtel are dragging it out. Last month, Airtel overtook MTN as the one with the highest number of data subscribers. Now MTN is catching up.
MTN seems to be doing good in Nigeria these days.
They are doing really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real data wars.
They are not reducing the price of data. They're just gaining internet subscribers. So should this be like a telling factor that we are gradually increasing the number of internet subscribers we have in Nigeria?
I don't know, because as Airtel is gaining, other telcos are losing, right? So it's still the same number of people that are like,
so people are porting from one place to another.
Exactly, or buying different SIMs.
Or
probably what they do is, for some people, buy one SIM. You know, when they buy data, they get, for the first few months, they get bonus. They break it. Break the SIM, buy another SIM. Continue sure like that.
Especially for Airtel, because Airtel has this double data thing for 3 months. So if you're a new subscriber.
Airtel is doing 6 months too.
Oh, well.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So that might be a thing.
I don't know, but anyway. Like, MTN is leading now. MTN gained 488,000 subscribers in October. But Airtel gained only 420,000. While Glo, grandmaster of data, lost 155,000. Was it 200,000 they lost?
200,000.
No. Glo lost 155,000.
Oh, okay. 155,000.
And Nine Mobile also lost like 156,000.
6,000. Oh.
So they keep,
those ones are just dropping.
Yeah,
dropping.
They keep dropping. Like even Nine Mobile and
So the race is between MTN and Airtel.
Don't lose this war, guys. Don't lose it. Get on.
I wonder what the people listening at home use. Let's know what you use. You use Airtel, do you use MTN? Why do you use which one?
And do you break your SIMs after finishing them?
I'm sure so many people were guilty of that.
Yeah. But then one weird thing happened recently. Minister of Communications and Digital Economy.
Oh, yeah.
Issa Pantami. Ordered.
Wow.
Ordered. In telcos to reduce data price. I don't understand. Is that the rule?
I mean, that's the way things are happening in Nigeria these days now. Someone will just say, or one agency will say, start doing this thing. And
how do they determine that? I don't understand.
Are they the one running the business?
I don't get
it. Is it their business?
I know that NCC sets like a data flow price, like, this is the lowest amount you can. But then, how much the general charge is up to them? But when you say, you guys come.
Reduce the price of data.
I don't understand. Like, many declarations this guy has been making since
their art seems to be in the right place, but their approach, man, is just crazy. So we get it, data is expensive in Nigeria. That's what a lot of people say. But and they are trying to make it better for Nigerians, but you ordering people that run businesses to do this and set their prices the way you want. Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
And we know it's more nuanced than that. There are many factors. They are all running diesel gens for their base station.
Spending millions of naira.
There are many things, many factors.
Maintaining
like,
where they keep their masts, where their masts is mounted.
So vandalism and all of that.
Yeah.
Although I know when I was in Abuja for the MTN 5G trial, he said, the same minister said that he has signed, with the permission of the president, he has signed an executive order to address infrastructure challenges in a short-term solution. But we've not. That was all he said. We've not seen what the plans are. So maybe for now, when we see what the plans are, we'll understand better.
Understand why he ordered them.
But for now, it's just confusing. As far as I'm concerned, it's really confusing what's going on. Anyway, and that brings us to like how the government is how government regards our rights online and all of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
government. Like, so we're all aware about the social media. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
The social media bill and the hate speech bill.
Speech. Yeah.
Like gaining steam and all of that. I think it has passed the second reading.
Yeah.
But I think there's still some hesitation because of all the backlash.
Yeah, like they've thrown it out. There was I think I saw something like it's not going to happen. Some people are kicking against it.
So we are not sure.
Seriously.
Yet. We are not sure.
So we'll see how that happens or how it turns out.
Anyway, but now there's a new digital rights bill and they're supposed to help us protect our freedom online. So there was one before that the president refused to sign.
Yes.
Just before his last term ended.
Yeah.
There were some weird reasons he gave why he refused to sign.
Very interesting.
He's giving us basketballs every week.
For those that remember, it was still this year.
It was before the election.
Just before the election.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
President Buhari, refused to sign the bill. He said it covers too many technical subjects and fails to address any of them extensively.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he refused to sign. But now there's a new digital rights bill that has been drafted.
A revamped one
that probably addresses all of whatever concerns he had. And I think we want me to understand that it has already passed the first. Was it the first reading it passed already? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it focuses on many things like data privacy, many things that are supposed to protect our.
Yeah, the one I find most interesting is inheritance of digital assets.
Oh yeah.
I like that it gives provision for you to be able to inherit digital assets. So
your next of kin can inherit writings, medical information, bank account,
your articles. You better start writing wills for your articles so that you can will them out to your stuff. That I think that's really interesting.
What I'm now wondering now with the social media and hate speech bill on one side, then digital rights bills are supposed to counter it. What's like, is there going to be which one is going to like win out? What's going on? Because they seem to be contradicting each other.
So the funny thing about that, the social media bill and the hate speech, like we already have laws that
address
these things, and I don't know, these people are just pushing things that they're not supposed to push. So we're hoping that this digital rights and freedoms bill will prevail.
People like this, like I mentioned at the last podcast, people like this sex toy senator, that's why they would want to push for this kind of bill. You know, because they want to like curtail everything that is happening on social media. They don't want to hear hate speech. Just like Daddy Gio said yesterday.
Okay.
Bishop Oyedepo.
Are you going to tell us that the road is bad? We should not tell you that the road is bad.
Yeah, it was trending yesterday.
Yes. Like, we should be able to tell you that the road is bad. If you are doing your job well, we shouldn't call you out, right? Mm-hmm. You should know that this is your job and you're doing it well.
So basically, just do your job so people will not call you out on social media.
They won't call you out. Though there are cases that people do.
That's why there's freedom of speech, right?
Exactly.
You can say whatever you want. Just make sure it doesn't threaten national security.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a singer said, freedom of speech, I grant you, or something like that. Freedom after speech.
Okay. That was Idi Amin.
Okay. I'm not sure about that.
Well, let's hope that whatever it is, that we have no reason to be scared. Okay, so what do you guys think about everything we discussed today? The digital rights bill. And social media and hate speech and all of that. How concerned are you about your rights online? And should government have a say in determining all of that? And then of course we talked about DSTV now.
Yes. Would you dump your decoder and opt for DSTV Now app when it finally launches as a standalone app?
And I think there wouldn't be a need for dishes anymore.
I mean, they will always. until we saw the data problem again.
Yeah.
So
because you would have to be streaming. Yeah. You already do that if you're using DSTV Now.
I mean, the problem is people say that they subscribe, and when they subscribe on these apps, on these VOD platforms rather, they use their data. to watch it again.
I think it still boils down to the fact that
we are poor. The average Nigerian is poor.
And that's our just network is crappy.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
So that's why MTN and Airtel are winning now, because they keep dropping. But I don't know, Glow too, I was like, well, anyway, I have no idea what's going on. Nine Mobile is the only one that is just like, oh, we're premium guys. Just stay there. Anyway, let's know what you think. You can always reach out to us via our Twitter handle at techpoint.ng and tweet at us with the hashtag
TechPointAfricaPodcast.
You can also email us.
Yeah.
Podcast at techpoint.africa.
You can listen to TechPoint Africa podcast in any of your favorite apps, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, like, share, and review. It helps other people find us. Please. Yeah,
please. We would love if you do that. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.